Welcome to another episode of Workings of the Township on CJMQ 88.9. This is your host, Shelby, and for the next couple weeks, I will be talking about petroleum. Yes, the old gas and oil. I feel that it is a misunderstood creature. Usually when I have a conversation about these fossil fuels, it's about their moral integrity, as to whether they are good or bad, and less about what they really are. So today I want to take a neutral position, as neutral as I can muster up, and discuss its place in the current world and the many definitions that go along with it. My goal is to talk about the functions rather than its morality, and for the next week, I will get into the differences between conventional and unconventional extraction and how these methods affect world geopolitics. So, what is the point of oil? Fossil fuels has become one of the most important sources of energy since the mid-1950s. Fossil fuels provide about 83% of the world's energy. This includes the fuel for transportation, electricity, and industrial operations. So if we break down global energy sources, coal contributes to about 27%, oil 33%, and gas is 23%. Then we got hydro, which makes up 7%, nuclear 4%, and renewables around 4% as well. Oil is used also for fuel for internal combustion engines that make up the majority of the 1.2 billion vehicles in the world, as well as the 50,000 merchant ships and around 40,000 commercial and military planes. According to Green Car Congress, by 2035, it is expected that there will be over 2 billion vehicles in the world, and only 2.5% of those vehicles are forecasted to be electrical, and another 8% will be hybrid electrical or natural gas powered. Gas is heavily used in electricity generation. Now, different parts of the world will use different types of electricity sources, but on a global scale, coal makes up about 39%, 23% of electricity is created by gas, hydro is around 16%, nuclear 11%, and renewables is less than 7%. While the International Energy Agency predicts that there will be an increased use of renewable energies and higher production of electric vehicles, oil will still be in demand. There will be about 2 billion more people on this planet in the next two decades, and improved living standards will increase needs for energy. It is predicted that in 2040, renewable energy sources will increase by 7%, and oil demand will also increase by 9%. Oil and gas doesn't just create electricity to heat homes and fuel vehicles. It also assists in mineral and metal manufacturing. It is used to make our refrigerators, smartphones, synthetic materials, paints, and much, much more. So whether you like it or not, petroleum is the framework that holds up the modern world. It is ingrained in the infrastructure that we depend on. Without oil and gas to generate heat for homes or fuel for transportation, our way of life would be dramatically altered. So oil also presents environmental and social problems. It can create land disturbances, undermine water supplies, it contributes to greenhouse gas emissions, and creates geopolitical tensions. So petroleum not only supports a higher quality of life, it also creates environmental issues. So today I will also briefly explain how oil and gas was created and then define the main terms that are used when talking about them. There are a lot of terms and I know I have struggled with them, so this is why I am taking the time to clear things up. I will define hydrocarbons, natural gas, liquefied natural gas, crude oil, petroleum, oil, and fuels. Now, the confusing part about these definitions is that some of these terms can be used interchangeably, even though they have different meanings. So first, What is oil and gas? Well, they are fossil fuels and are non-renewable, meaning once they have been used, they cannot replenish themselves. And I'm sure you have all heard about the timeless story of their creation, of how time, heat, and compression transformed piles of dead dinosaurs, well, more so plants and animals, into hydrocarbons underneath the ground. That was a brief summary, because I spare you the details. Now let's get into the definitions. Let's start off with, what are hydrocarbons? Hydrocarbons occur naturally and form the basis of crude oil and natural gas. Oil and gas not only are composed of hydrocarbons, but other things like heavy metals and sulfur, which can make the chemistry of these products complex. Hydrocarbons can exist in a liquid form called crude oil, or a vapor form called natural gas. It is a chemical compound that is highly combustible and produces heat when burnt, making it a great source of energy. Both natural gas and crude oil tend to be found in the same place. Natural gas is a mixture of different hydrocarbons. What makes it different from crude oil is that it is made up of mostly 80% hydrocarbon methane. It is mainly used for heating, cooking, and electricity generation. It can also be used as fuel for vehicles. I would also like to mention liquefied natural gas, shortened to LNG, and I'm sure you've heard about it in the news. Well, LNG is compressed frozen natural gas. How they do this is that they freeze the gas to minus 162 Celsius in order to transform it into a liquid. And when it's liquefied, it takes up 600 times less space as it does when it is in its natural gaseous form. They do this to improve its transportation and storage capabilities. Now, crude oil is what you extract from the ground to make petroleum products. Crude oil isn't crude oil if it's not formed from hydrocarbons, as we learned earlier. And crude oil comes in many forms and viscosities, depending on its chemical makeup and how it was geologically formed. For example, bitumen, which is found in the natural oil sands deposits in Alberta, is the heaviest crude oil used today, in comparison with the lighter forms of crude oil found in the Persian Gulf. Crude oil has to be refined before it can be used. It is sent to a refinery to be separated by either using a catalytic cracking method, which uses chemical agents to separate the oil into different products, or a fractional distillation, which is when the oil is separated by boiling points. And this brings us to the broad definition of petroleum. Petroleum products refer to the refined products from crude oil and natural gas, such as asphalt, gasoline, and aviation fuel. You can also use the word petroleum interchangeably with crude oil, oil, and natural gas. When crude oil is refined, it creates different oil products and fuels. Highly refined oil products are created to lubricate machinery like motor oil products. And when crude oil is heated and introduced in the distillation tower, it is broken down into various fuels like gasoline and diesel. Different fuels are designed for different vehicles. Gasoline is for a gasoline engine, usually found in smaller passenger vehicles. Gasoline is usually shortened to gas, which is misleading since it's not a gas but a liquid. This abbreviation for it is used mostly in North America, while in the UK, people call gasoline petrol. Diesel is used in bigger vehicles like trucks and trains because diesel engines are more efficient than gasoline-fueled cars on the highway. This is because diesel fuel packs way more energy than gasoline does. Also, diesel provides more torque than gasoline. So, let's summarize this up. Hydrocarbons is a chemical compound that forms crude oil and natural gas. Natural gas is mostly made from hydrocarbon methane and usually used for generating electricity. Liquefied natural gas is natural gas that has been liquefied for storage and transportation purposes. Crude oil is a raw oil that you extract from the ground to be processed. Petroleum is a broad category that includes all the products that you can make from oil and gas. Oil is refined into machinery, lubricants, and fuels. Gasoline is called gas in North America and petrol in the UK and used specifically for gasoline engines. And diesel tends to be used for larger vehicles such as trucks and trains. Well, that's all for today, folks. That was a brief introductory on how the world uses oil and gas for its energy needs and a brief breakdown of some of the many definitions used for when talking about petroleum. For next week, I will drill into the different forms of extraction and how it impacts the world around us. And if you have any comments or would like to share your knowledge about the resource industries of the Eastern Townships, please contact me at workingsofthetownships@gmail.com. Again, workingsofthetownships@gmail.com. For this week, I had troubles finding songs in the archives that was compatible with the theme for the show. But what I did discover is a band called The Snake Oil Salesman. It's a rock band from Saskatchewan, and here's their song, Bring Out the Dead. Hope you enjoy, and have a good one.
We parked our wagon a few miles from town, sent a man on the horse to lay the story down. The doctors hadn't given him much time to live. And not a dry eye in the pub was found as he told them stories and they bought him rounds. This man who still had so much love to give. And when he was sure they'd remember his face, he snuck outside, found a cozy place where he could rest his head while it was spinning. The last shot he had was one that we'd made. Makes a live man look like he's in his grave. There he lay too, all around him singing. He heard. Break of dawn, when I rolled in to complete the con, offering sweet relief for whatever ails ya. I said, if you got a problem, just bring it on. If you are hurting, then you can't go wrong. The stuff I got, oh, it never fails ya. But what can you do for our hearts, they cried. A beautiful stranger showed up and died. We still haven't had the time to put him to rest. I said maybe he's not so dead inside. Yes, even death can be denied. I think we found the perfect test. Won't you bring out your dead? The one you said left your heart reeling. Won't you you to take it from me. this miracle unfold. So they lined up with their pockets out, because they had seen beyond a doubt that our elixir was worth more than gold.